John and Sam in Japan, the international comedy podcast.
Theme tune time. Let's go, John. John and Sam in Japan. John and Sam in Japan. John and Sam in Japan.
I told you there's no way I'm singing.
Come on. John and Sam in Japan. John and Sam in Japan. Yeah. John and Sam in Japan.
Never gonna happen. And put your clothes back on, it's just weird.
Never!
John and Sam in Japan, the international comedy podcast.
Welcome to the show. Here is John.
And here's Sam.
And this is John and Sam in Japan.
International comedy podcast. It's been a while.
It's been a while. Listeners, I'm not sure if this is a late episode or not, but I did mail John a couple of weeks ago saying, hey, John, fancy recording this weekend? And he sent me back a completely nonchalant mail that said, sorry, mate, can't. Busy this weekend. Off to Brazil.
Yeah.
So John's been jet-setting while you and I, listener, have been slaving away and working hard. John's been over there doing the samba.
Yeah, well, bom dia, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I mean, you've gone one step further than my samba knowledge. You might have to tell me what a bom dia is.
Just means good morning or hello.
Well, very good.
Tudo bem. How are you?
Oh, thinking of migrating.
Yeah, I mean, jet-setting, if it's three flights, 30-hour journey with two kids and no missus. I don't know if it's class as jet-setted. Travel sick kids.
When you said you were off to Brazil, I thought, oh, I wonder how long that flight is. And I gave it a Google, like, London-Brazil flight or Manchester-Brazil flight duration. But it came up with a few different options. I mean, Brazil's massive.
It's huge.
It like really depended on where you were going.
Well, we flew from London Heathrow to Sao Paulo, and that was on the way there, it's 11 and a half hours. And then we had to...
Yeah, so that looked all right. I saw that and I thought, oh, well, 11, 12 hours, that's shorter than Japan these days.
Yeah,
that's right.
But then when you get off in Sao Paulo, you've got like a flight to where we were going in the north, which was 4 hours, which for us, that's like going from England to sort of Turkey or Israel. You know what I mean? That's how big Brazil is.
No,
it's massive.
Yeah.
And
I'm not sure Israel is a destination of choice though at the moment.
Yeah. But so after like a 12-hour flight, then we get on this 4-hour flight. But my sister had sort of said to us, oh, it's a 2-hour flight. So everyone was on it. And then I kind of said to the guy, you know, this was about 10 o'clock. When we landing? He went, he said it in English. He was like, oh, and he kind of tried to mess it. He said, 10 to 11. Oh, and I thought he meant like 10 past. And I said, oh, what, like in about 50 minutes? He's like, no, 2 hours. So then there was 11 of us traveling. So then filtered the news back to everybody. Oh, there's another 2 hours on this. And then the kids started crying and fucking people raging. Because it's like what they class as a 4-hour flight. They don't give you any food they give you some popcorn, but we didn't eat.
Right.
So everybody's just like hangry and fucking. But yeah, then we ended up went to a place called São Luís, which is an island in the north of Brazil.
You haven't actually mentioned why you and 10 of your family members are on the way to the north of Brazil. I mean, probably if the listeners are like me, they would be suspecting you've set up a drug cartel and you're off to meet the bosses.
No, so my brother lives in Australia, Adelaide, and he's married to a Brazilian lady who's from São Luís. And he was taking... He's got a 9-month-old son, or 10-month, I suppose it'd be now. And when his wife had the baby, her mum had flown over and lived in Australia for a year. So they were taking her back to Brazil. And it was also his 40th birthday. So he was going for like 3 weeks. So my mum and dad said, oh, we'll come and meet you. And then my mum and dad very kindly kept it a secret from him, paid for me and my brother and sister to go with our families. So it was amazing.
Mum and dad hiding a secret lottery win, perhaps.
Well, no, I've told you this. They thought they'd sold the house, and so they were downsizing because they've been in the house for a long time, and now all the kids have left, and then 3 days before they physically moved, the other people pulled out. So it's a bit of a panic station, but hopefully, touch wood, I think somebody else has put an offer in, so, so I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I said...
So with any luck, your mum won't be coming to you, like, asking for the airfare to Brazil.
Yeah, well, that's what I said to her. I was like, oh, you know, if I could, I'd give it you, but I don't have it, so... Yeah, so we were just... Like, my mum and dad went through the arrivals first, and he saw that, and then... we all kind of hid for back for a bit, and then we all came through. And so my brother, when he moved to Australia, he left all his stuff in England. And because it became apparent after a few years that he's never coming back, basically the family just raided all his stuff. And there was a Huddersfield town.
What did you get? The Mayfair magazines.
Yeah. Well, there's a Huddersfield town dressing gown that I'd bought him for his birthday. And the label was still attached. He'd never worn it. So I just thought, well, I'm own that then. So I've been using that as my dressing gown.
Yeah, big time.
And then every time I talk to him on, you know, it's always in the morning for me. And he's like, oh, why are you wearing my dressing gown? So when I went through arrivals, I was wearing the dressing gown, which it was funny for about 10 seconds. And then everybody just looked at me like I was an actual mental patient who'd escaped.
Yeah. The police are starting to take an interest.
Well, I'll send...
And you do not want to be taken to prison in Brazil.
Well, I'll send you a picture after that the family took. And it's all the family together smiling. And then it's just bad timing for me. I'm there with a big bald head and a dressing gown on in a Brazilian airport, and I look properly disabled.
And you've been travelling for 30 hours.
Yeah. Well, that was, you know, my mum's a panics about time and stuff. So it's like to get from our house to Heathrow, it's about 3.5 hours, possibly 4 hours. But because of traffic, she was worried, so she made us set off 9 hours early. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So she said, oh, you know, we'll take us time. We'll drive down there. We could stop off and that. So we stopped off at a Dunkin' Donuts somewhere. We stopped off at a travel fucking, had some sandwiches. And it was just, yeah. And then sat in the airport for about 4 hours. And then obviously because you're with kids and stuff, you can't really, like, have a beer or two beers, but you can't really get smashed, can you? So
you can't do what you want to do.
Well, no, because my missus wasn't there, so I had to make sure I was looking after my own kids for a change.
Damn it, God. Can you believe it?
I know, yeah. So,
was your wife, I mean, going to Brazil is pretty exciting. I mean, I'd love to go.
Yeah.
Was your wife disappointed that she, I guess she had to work?
Yeah, she couldn't, she didn't want to take the time off work, so.
So was she disappointed that she couldn't go, or was she secretly like loving the fact that she was going to be free for like a week or two?
Well, let's ask her. Darling, were you happy you didn't come to Brazil? Were you happy to have a week off by yourself? Yeah, she said she'd rather have a week by herself.
yeah. Well, I could see. I could see the appeal of it for sure.
Well, when we came back, like we arrived in Heathrow, and I was messaging her, and I said, "Ah, you know, we're back now. We'll be back in Huddersfield at like 6:30." Just like no reply. I thought, oh, that's a bit weird. And then kept mailing her, saying, "Ah, what's for dinner? Do it, you know, can we have anything?" No reply. Then when I get back, she it's a bit like Ferris Bueller's Day Off. She's just like in the house, so like, oh, all right. And then it's like, oh, where's that from? So she'd been shopping by herself to Leeds.
Oh my God.
And I was like,
but the credit card has ceased working.
She says, oh, I just bought these boots for work or for going out. I said, oh, that's nice. What else did you buy? Then there's a jumper. What else did you buy? Handbag. What else did you buy? So
couldn't resist.
Yeah.
So your missus was happy to spend the time at home.
Yeah.
But how about you? Would you have rather been in her position, or were you happy to have taken the two kids to Brazil?
Oh, Brazil, once in a lifetime, definitely. I mean, it's great. I love. Although it makes you hate humanity because. So where we were, like the most beautiful beaches, like miles and miles of like really clean white sand. But you're not allowed to swim at all because of the pollution. There's too much sewage and E. coli and stuff.
Oh, no.
So like on the way back, like the day before we came back, we went on like a tour in a minibus, all of us, to see some beaches where you could swim. And like my mum, my dad, my brother and my two kids, we got to this beach and it's full of like beach bars and stuff. And they all had fresh coconuts. And then the day after on the plane, everyone felt really bad. They were like, you know, shitting, vomiting and stuff. Whereas for me, because I just stuck on the beer, I felt great. Yeah. So there's a lesson for your kids.
Exactly.
John, Sam, in Japan.
This is J&S in J News.
It's time for the news story. John, what have you got for us?
Well, there was two stories that I was thinking of doing, and I thought one of them, the initial story sounds hilarious, but then possibly it's not that good. But it was a pregnant woman. Well, we're not going to do this story, but this was the headline which made me chuckle. So it's pregnant woman has what fall on her from, injured by what falling from the third floor balcony. So we won't do this story, but guess what fell on this poor pregnant woman?
Is it also alive?
Yeah. So it's a living thing, yeah.
I'm going to guess it's a, well, let's go with a cat.
No, it's a Rottweiler.
Well, we had a couple of episodes back. Yeah. We have like our When Animals Attack episode, didn't
yeah.
we?
Yeah. So,
fucking launching off a balcony.
So, yeah, Rottweiler fell on her. But the story that I am going to do is...
Footnote for the previous story was probably... I can just imagine you reading that laughing and then in the story later on, she's
dead.
She's died.
Yeah. The baby's died.
Oh, God. Move off, fucking hell. No. I wish I hadn't interrupted you.
No, they are both fine. I have checked. They're both fine.
Oh, good. That's good.
I mean, she just feels a little bit rough. But anyway.
Shortest news section ever.
This is a story from Sky News Online. So it says, a man takes what home to show his children and ends up in hospital?
Does he end up in hospital because of the thing that he took home?
Yeah,
it's directly related, right? So, I'll go with my same question. Is it alive?
Yes, it is.
Is it a Rottweiler?
No, it isn't.
I mean, it would make loads of sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Man took home vicious dog, got attacked by vicious dog, ended up in hospital. It's alive. When you say alive, like, is it alive like a plant alive, or is it alive like an animal alive?
It's alive like an animal. I think if I give you the country, you'll probably guess it straight away. So do you want to try and guess a country?
All right. So it's like an animal that's heavily connected with a country. Is it Australia and crocodiles?
It is Australia, but it's not a crocodile.
Kangaroo.
No. That'd be amazing.
Or koala.
No.
Yeah, I had visions of it taking a kangaroo home and then boxing it. I was like, I've got it. I mean, I've solved this riddle.
Oh, well, just the koala that give people chlamydia. Cool. That would be a weird start. Yeah. Takes a koala and fucks it in front of his kids and gets chlamydia. Yeah.
3 weeks later, he's down the clinic. it's not a koala, then?
No. So it's something more dangerous.
It's not a kangaroo, and it's not a crocodile.
So Australia's just famous for dangerous.
It's a spider.
Oh, no.
Spider.
Not a spider. So it's a snake.
Snake.
Yeah.
Got there in the end.
Man takes venomous snake home to show children and he ends up in hospital.
Surprise, surprise.
So, I mean, this is unbelievable. This. It says, a man who found a snake while out hiking took it home to show his kids, only to be rushed to hospital after being bitten. So the dad from New South Wales believed the creature was a non-venomous diamond python when he picked it up, and he was promptly bitten by the reptile. But he took the snake back home anyway, assuming the bite had been harmless. So, first things first, you pick something up and it bites you. How are you not just chucking it into the bush?
Yeah, I know.
Proper Aussie, by the sounds of it.
Proper, yeah, it's a proper Aussie, yeah.
But he realised all was not well when he began vomiting violently and his hand became badly swollen, triggering an emergency visit to hospital. A nurse at Boral Hospital contacted snake expert. This guy's... Okay, so this the snake expert is called Ray, and then his last name is Mac, and then there's an animal. So expert snake expert Ray Mac what? And it's not
Ray, Mac-
Ray McSnake. It's not Ray McSnake. No.
Is it like Ray McPython? No. Ray McAdder. Ray McAdder. Is
that? So it's a kind of primate. It's a monkey with long arms.
Ray McOrangutan? I mean, that's weird name. Yeah. No, baboon.
Ray McGibbon.
Oh, of course.
So Ray Mc...
Ray McOrangutan. Imagine.
Ray McOrangutan. Is McOrangutan coming out?
Just, and he's ginger. Can you imagine?
So they sent the photo to Ray McGibbon, and he immediately identified it as a broad-headed snake, which inject neurotoxin into the bloodstreams when they bite, which could lead to incapacitation and in some cases death. So the hiker was extremely lucky to make it out after being bitten and envenomated with no first aid, he said. It could have ended up a lot worse than it did. So all species of broad-headed snakes have bites that could have potential, could cause potential fatalities. So he said the guy was kept in hospital for 6 hours and sent home to recover. The expert, McGibbon, who's the expert, he said he collected the reptile before returning it to its habitat a few days later. He said the hiker was happy with me to share this story for educational purposes, and hopefully people will take note and not follow the same mistakes he did. So please, if you do see a snake or a reptile in the wild, admire it, but do not take photos, but please do not try and capture it and take it home, especially if it's bitten you.
I'm no snake expert, but I reckon I could have come up with most of that list.
What a dad.
I can't imagine what his wife said when he came home with a snake.
And it's bit me. With a massive hand. And he's vomiting.
My wife gets angry if I leave the front door too open too long because a fly might get in. It's literally shouts, close the door, close the door. The idea of bringing a snake home, I mean, it wouldn't even be mentioned. Yeah. It'd just be instant kind of knife in the chest, I think.
And in true, like, proper Aussie style, the last quote from Ray McGibbon, I think I'm just trying to do this in an Australian accent. He just said, folks, you need to realise snakes out there are dangerous, so don't be monkeying around.
I was going to do Crocodile Dundee.
All right.
That's not a poisonous snake. No, that is a poisonous snake.
Stick that on.
That was J&S in J News.
Fans on fire, you're a liar, your nose is growing. Fans on fire, fibs and tall tales.
This time it's the
Listeners, it's time for Pants on Fire. John's going to explain the way that it's going to work this time round. So, John, how's this going to go?
So this is just special Brazil edition. So I'll just tell you five very short sentences or statements, and then you can just tell me which ones you think are true, which ones you think are not true. So do you want me to go through all five first?
Actually, I wanted to have a quick question about Brazil. Something that when we were talking earlier and I didn't ask... You know, like, a Brazilian is, like, a very, like... Well, how would you describe a Brazilian? Is it
A Brazilian like person a thin... or a fanny? What are you on
no,
about?
No, as in a Brazilian. I mean the style of pubic hair is what I'm referring to.
Right. I was is with my kids. Like...
No, I'm not saying did you see one. I'm just the the phrase like a Brazilian. Is it right? On, let's say it was a lady. Is it just a thin line of?
Yeah.
Well, that's so. This is exactly my question. So it's just one thin line of pubic hair, right?
Yeah.
And the rest is nothing.
Yeah.
That's a Brazilian. So yeah. So my question is it possible for a man to have a Brazilian? Like,
I'd say no, because men have got balls and a cock, and the reason it was a Brazilian was for those string bikini things.
Yeah, but I mean, you could still style your pubes into a thin strip, couldn't you?
Yeah, but what would be the point?
No, so this is my question. So, you know, are you saying...
Like, round either side of the vulva would look better than just a man who's got his penis and balls and then a single strip of hair up to his belly button. That would look fucking weird. I don't know. Ladies...
Would it, John? Would it now?
Is that what you've done?
No, I wondered if that's what you had done. If
well,
you
why
really
would I do?
Joined the culture, went in Rome and all that.
No.
You came back and your missus was like, wow, it's been away for a while. Let's get down to it. Yeah. Fucking hell. Is that a shadow? No. It's a strip of pubes. anyway, I think that's enough of that conversation. But it just occurred to me earlier when I was... Do you know when it occurred to me?
When you're trimming your pubes.
No, I was walking into the supermarket right. Thinking, what on earth am I going to talk to John about today? Brazil. And that's when it came to me. I thought I'll ask him about that. Anyway, so you're going to tell me five things that happened or didn't happen. I'm going to guess if they're true or false.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'd prefer to find out if they're true or false as we go along.
Okay. All right. So number one then. So in my hotel room one morning, we'd left the balcony window open, and when we came back at sort of lunchtime to get changed, there was about a meter long, sort of iguana, just sitting on my daughter's bed.
Oh,
I don't know if it was actually an iguana. It might be. It was just some sort of. It looked like an iguana.
Big lizard, right?
Huge.
I'm gonna go false on this one because I reckon my thinking is that security consciously you would be locking that window. So
right,
you are quite careless. But I'm gonna go. It's a lie.
It is a lie, yeah. We're on the fourth floor. But when you're walking around, like down to the pool and stuff, sometimes you just like walk down, you just look to the left, and it'd be a fucking huge, and I'm talking like 2 meters big lizard. You'd absolutely brick it. So that was a lie. Okay, so 1-0 to you.
Was it? So 3 points is the winner, basically.
Yeah. Okay, so number two, I got massively ripped off in a taxi because I paid the taxi driver, and then my brother, who I lent money to pay the taxi driver, went and gave the taxi driver more money, not realizing I'd paid, and then the taxi driver kept all the money and I was fucked off.
I mean, it's probably like £1 each, but a double payment to a taxi driver. I'm gonna go false on this one.
No, it was true.
Oh, cheeky yeah. Taxi driver.
Well, we're in two taxis to the airport, and they didn't have any cash because it was the end of the holiday. So I gave him 100 reals, which is, I don't know, probably about, I don't know, 10 or 20 quid or something. And then I gave the taxi driver, our taxi driver, for both, 50 reals each. And then my brother came along, gave him 100. And then the guy gave him like 10 reals back. And I went, I've just already paid him. So they didn't have any cash to buy food in the airport. So I was fucking starving. But it was all good anyway. All right, so that's 1-1.
Okay, 1-1.
So, my net on the in the hotel, the swimming pool was surrounded by rusty nails, and my nephew stepped on one and badly sliced up his foot.
Oh, a rusty nail. Yeah, true.
It is true, yeah.
Oh, right. Oh yeah. I just got the impression that health and safety isn't or wasn't a priority at this place.
No, well, it's surprising because it's such a nice hotel, you know, it's like a proper nice hotel, but they just seem to have like cut off the top of the screw head and just left the screw bit sticking out. Okay, oh, the same nephew who is 9 years old badly cut all his legs by jumping onto a running machine when it was going full tilt.
Oh, so this is a nice hotel, so it probably had a gym. I could see this. I can believe this, and your family are the type, if they don't, won't mind me saying. So I'll say true.
Yeah, it was true, yeah.
Oh, he had a running machine crash. Well, anyway. The only thing that made me doubt it was I thought it might have been you.
No. So, no, yeah, the gym, obviously, it said no kids under the age of 16, but his older brother, who's 20, took him in there in the morning, turned on the running machine to him, and then he was running on it, then he jumped off it, and then he tried to jump back onto it, and obviously got chucked off and scraped all the skin off his legs. And
Because he's not a cartoon character.
Yeah.
Oh, so I think
you've won, yeah.
Yeah, but I think I am the winner, but you did say there were five. Do you want to do the last one?
Last one, well, just me, my brother, two brothers and sister, had a big argument in the middle of a favela in Brazil when drunk.
Yeah, true, definitely true.
No, we didn't. We were good.
No, it was in a bar.
Yeah. No, well, actually, one brother got pissed off. My two brothers were arguing about which way to go. One brother had Google Maps and the other one had common sense. So you're the winner.
So I'm the winner. Yeah. I'll take that. I feel like I haven't won these quizzes very often recently, Definitely will.
Parabens, as they say in Portuguese.
Oh, well, I'm not going to repeat that because it probably means something like...
No, it means congratulations.
You're a fat twat. Ah, well, exactly, yes.
Parabens.
Parabens or merito, gozaimasu. To me. It's international.
John and Sam's top tip.
Welcome to John and Sam's top tip. If you're a man and all our chat earlier about Brazilians has made you think maybe you will give that pubic style a try, well, here's my top tip for you. Don't. You're welcome.
And that's all for today's show. Just leaves me to say thanks to everyone who is involved. And of course, thanks to you, all the lovely listeners.
And so, next episode's burning question, because we didn't get to do it today, was, have you ever been... What was it? I can't even remember what it was. What was it? Do you remember?
I have absolutely no idea.
No, I've forgotten. I'll have to look on Twitter. Hold on. Fucking hell. Go away to Brazil for a week and it all falls apart. Right. Oh, that was the sound of a door slamming. I think there's a domestic going on in my house at the moment. So that's going to be
what
fun.
What was the... I remember what it was.
Yeah, I do. Now I remember what it was as well. Have you got any famous members of your family? Like infamous or famous?
Yeah. That's right.
Well, so, yeah, So next episode's burning question, which was last episode's burning question, which we haven't had time to do, was have you got any famous members of your family or infamous members of your family or ancestors? So let us know on Facebook, Twitter, Gmail, all the usual.
And if you happen to know whether a man can or cannot have a Brazilian, then feel free to get in touch too.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else?
No, I think that's all. Catch you later. It is time to go. That's the end of the show. If you liked it, write a review.
5 stars or F you.
And if you want to get in touch, we'd like that very much. Send a tape of your comedy. Not a tape, just an MP3. Send us some comedy or a song that is funny. Send us your favourite bit.
But we don't want your dick pics.
It is time to go. That's the end of the show. Tell your friends and your family.
Or even the people you married.
You should join in. Answer the burning question. Send a new story. Preferably something we can pun about. We're on the social media sites, Facebook and Twitter, day and night. It's John and Sam in Japan at gmail.com.
And if you do this, then maybe, just maybe, Sam will put his clothes back on.
John and Sam in Japan, the international comedy podcast.